Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. You can swing by and visit them Tuesday through Saturday with... And they have great live music happening on Thursday, July 26th, The Other Sun. Friday, July 27th, Bottoms Up Blues Gang. And Saturday, July 28th, Alligator Wine with their Grateful Dead tribute. You can find all these events and more at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I will be back out at Naked Vine on August 14th for my singer-songwriter storytelling show with Anna Shainoff, Bobby Stevens, and Matt Wynn. So keep an eye out for that event coming up soon. Again, everything nakedvine.net. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Dan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kevin.
And we are The Day After, and this is Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in Emo's. With The Day After.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
I figured, we'll get you the true St. Louis treatment here. We'll get some Emo's pizza and what are you guys thinking? You guys, this is the first time, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty rad.
Was it Provel?
Provel
cheese.
Yeah.
This pizza is pretty good. I prefer thin crust pizza too. Okay. So this is really good.
It's like unique to St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like they have them all over. They're all like all over St. Louis, but it's strictly a St. Louis thing, I guess.
Cool.
Having the Provel cheese and stuff.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know. Some people love it and some people hate it, but, you know, it's like...
I'm just a pizza guy.
Yeah. I like whole pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are in town this weekend for Floor Fest.
Yeah.
Floor Fest 3.
Absolutely.
Super excited. Face the floor-ier.
Yeah.
Floor Strikes Back. But, yeah. We're Return of the Floor. We could go on with sequel titles.
Attack of the... Floor Wars?
The Flones. But yeah, we're really excited. Like, we haven't done really a whole lot. We've done a couple, but we haven't done a whole lot out of state in the past couple of years. Mm. But I hit up Tyler. He made posts about looking for bands for Floor Fest. Tyler from Hard Loss and Tear Out the Heart. And I commented on it, and just like a bunch of other people were commenting about it. And he never got back to me, so I was like, oh well, whatever. But then people started tagging me in it, and tagging the band, saying like, you guys should try to get on this. And I'm like, I tried. I think he probably filled the slot already. No hard feelings. I mean, it's whatever. But then Tyler hit me up, and I was like, hey man, sorry, I've been super busy. A lot of people have been messaging me. I like you guys. Do you guys want to come down and play? And I'm like, yeah, let's definitely do it. So it started with just that one show, and then that built basically a little tour for us. Finally got us off our asses and like out of Indiana for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
So really excited.
We just crashed with him last night, and he's got a total nerd palace.
I was thriving.
It was awesome. And an amazing dog.
His dog's awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Tyler, good friend of the show. We've hung out at his house a couple of times. I think one time we just pretty much talked about like horror movies and stuff because it was right around Halloween, and
Yeah. And then the second time we had a hard loss on the show and stuff.
Nice.
So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, so you guys are part of Floor Fest happening today, which should be a great time, man. There's a lot a lot of really great bands. You guys, anybody in particular you guys are stoked to see? Or
I'm stoked to see Hard Loss. Yeah.
Floor hockey.
Oh yeah, there's a floor hockey tournament that we'd love to be a part of, but we're so broke from this tour, naturally, because you gotta pretty much expect that you're gonna be in the red. But there's a $50 entrance fee, so we're gonna have some fun watching it, though. It's gonna be really fun. Or maybe we'll help them practice. We'll scrimmage with them.
We'll probably. My idea is we can all four choose different teams and we can all just like root against each other.
You're gonna do the fantasy.
Oh yeah.
Fantasy round.
Fantasy floor hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm down with that. Yeah. We can be subs for each team.
Tyler's on my team. He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah.
You got
Tyler's a good hockey player.
How'd you get connected with Tyler?
Literally just that. Like his band has come through Indy a bunch. Okay. There at the Heart has Hard Loss. I don't remember honestly.
I don't think they've really done a whole lot of for touring wise yet. Like okay, I know they, yeah. But I think they're getting ready to. They got some show coming up.
Yeah. Tear the Heart. They've come through Indy a bunch. Maybe seen them once or twice only, but I never really got to talk to them. But only for whatever reason I have him friended on Facebook and worked out for the better because now we're down here playing playing Floor Fest, which is going to be super awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's kind of what's fun about it because like that's sort of how this all came about too.
Yeah.
Because like I became friends with Colin through I think originally through Jeremy Essig, right?
No way!
That's how it all started.
That's awesome. Yeah, I used to do design work for Jeremy all the time.
And then I think that's where we started connecting online and then years later now.
That's awesome. Jeremy's great. Shout out to Jeremy Essig.
Yeah.
He's good. He still come down here every now and again?
Yeah, he's still living here in St. Louis again.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's out of New York?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to text him. I want to see if he'll come to Floor Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of, he's bounced around a little, you know, he's all over the place.
Yeah.
Wherever the comedy takes him and things.
Right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's back here living in St. Louis at the moment. So
cool.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the fun thing about the internet, man. Where you can kind of.
Oh yeah. The internet's real.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's a series of tubes.
Yes.
I like the money pit.
Well, let's talk about the day after. Like I said, I don't know a ton. I did listen to some tunes on the way down to get in the mood.
Cool.
Yeah. And
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
You I guess this group's been around for almost, a couple years, right?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, we're at 9.5.
Yeah.
I'm trying to close up the last 6 months.
So. Right.
This December is gonna be a big party show. It's gonna be a blast in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And then is it you guys the original four or is this gone through some changes over the years?
It's been a floating lineup a little bit. My name's Kevin. I'm the vocalist and guitarist, and I'm the only founding member left. But Jacob, our guitarist here, was at our first show.
Nice.
With a different lineup.
Yeah, it was actually my first like real show that I'd ever been to. Like I had seen like concerts. I think the only concert I'd ever been to before that was seeing B.B. King. And it was
awesome.
The original bassist and the original drummer went to high school with me and I was in guitar club with them and I would play around and they were like, yeah, you should come to our show. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like all these punk kids just like in a crowded basement of a church watching these bands that...
The E.S. Jungle?
Yeah, the E.S. Jungle, R.I.P. But no, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like they were legitimately my favorite band for the 3 months that I knew them before they contacted me and asked if I wanted to play for them.
So he's pretty much an original member. Yeah. About a year and a half in, we picked up Dan because the other drummer moved to California. So Dan's been with us the whole time since. We had a couple other guys playing guitar, playing bass from time to time here. But had a pretty big member change up, kind of a shake up, 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
Right around there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we turned to our friend Colin, who had run merch for us on occasion, helped us out when our band broke down in Chicago and that sort of thing. So
Colin's been kind of there since the beginning too. So
he knows the first shows.
Always waiting in the wings.
One of the first shows I remember was a barn show that Blake McConnell hosted.
Yep.
And yeah, this was before the year. Like,
I think
no, it was 100%. You may have released this before I belong.
We'd already written a couple of them. It wasn't out.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
About
but
the album, of the year
2011. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, around then. But yeah, and this is way off topic. But now that you mentioned B.B. King, I think I'm finally come to the realization that him and Buddy Guy are not the same person.
Not at all.
Just like Fleetwood Mac and Dave Matthews Band. Apparently, they're not the same people either. Is Fleetwood Mac a guy or a band?
He's not a king. I know that.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh wow.
This is how podcasts go with us.
We're notoriously bad at interviews, virtually anything that has to do with talking, because
most of them don't make it to the public eye or ear because they're just disasters. But
I was just thinking about how many people think that Leonard Skinner is the real guy.
Good old Leo.
It's pronounced Leonard.
Yeah.
Leonard Skynard.
Damn it. I have more soda in my eyes.
Well, very cool. Yeah, man, that's quite the feat, though. 10 years of doing this thing already, so.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did want to share some tunes, give you a little glimpse of what these guys have been up to. Again, all these are available online. You can head out and check out the catalog on there. You got Spotify and iTunes and all that, right?
We're the only one on Spotify. There's a couple day afters out there, so be wary. But on Spotify, we have that cute little blue check mark, so you know it's us.
Oh, yeah.
Or directly to us the day after.
.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple other day afters on there. One's like an indie band from the UK, and the other one's like a house band out of Vegas.
And there's something that has to deal with Twister, too, or Twista.
Something like that,
Twista has an album called the day after.
Yeah, that's right.
People would always come, oh my god, we didn't know you were part of Twista, Zach. No.
I think actually, now you're saying that, there's a group in St. Louis here called Ludo. They just got back together and doing a big show.
Yeah.
For Halloween, and they hadn't played in several years. And but anyway, I went on Spotify looking up Ludo because I was gonna listen to some tunes. And
they're a punk rock band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I know them.
Yeah.
Theatrical. Right. Anything kind of stuff.
But they, it was just funny because on under their Spotify link, there was another it said they released a single in 2017, and I was like, I don't think that's right. And then I clicked on it, and it's some kind of house electronic.
Yeah.
I was like, man, they really took a turn,
From Brazil.
Yeah,
exactly.
This new sound's quite different.
Naming artists is really hard. Isn't it there are a million artists on Spotify with Lil?
Oh, yeah. I think that, they just hit
it just crossed that threshold.
So. Yeah. There's some milestone of Lil's. Yeah.
So don't search LIL in the search bar. Or you're done.
But let's not forget Lil B.O.G. Lil from Rugrats, though.
Lil Day After.
Lil Day After.
Lil Day After.
Yeah. What?
Shit.
Like I said, we're gonna play some tunes. Let's start with The Better Off. Anything you guys wanna add around this one?
Dancing.
What was our first music video that we've had?
It was the first one we ever recorded. This is off our second EP.
Mm.
It's right in the middle there. We were writing kind of three songs in sequence with our old guitarist that were kind of the life and death of, not in that order. The death of a relationship, moving into a new one. And this song's kind of all about not being bitter about the things that happen. Not being angry with the person. We don't write about relationships a lot, but try to be responsible when we do.
Yep.
It's not a fuck you, bitch kind of thing.
Good lord. We're just going to throw it out there, aren't we?
I'm just saying, that's not the kind of people we are.
I guess I found my way to honestly say the things I had no choice, but I had two voices, conflict of interest, because you wanted me to say. My thoughts and my actions. Ow! And if you still got something left to say, why don't you put me in my place? Speak up! My passive aggression will only lead me down a path to seclusion. My only comfort is the knowledge that I will never let you define me.
Let you define me.
I don't have a single thing left to say to you, but if I did, it would simply be this. I hope one day you will be better off. How can you say just come to understand my thoughts and my actions? I hope that you know sometimes I would be better off alone, but you know my thoughts are not just about me. I've heard the rumors that you were pushing while you're pulling yourself from the uncomfortable notion of me.
Which song?
The Better Off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So which fuck you song are we talking about? At every show, Kevin introduces, this is a sad one. I'm like, which fucking one?
One time I got to see Baron Lewis of Stain.
Okay.
A while back, and he was... You know, and now is kind of doing more country music, I guess. And even though it still sounds like Stained, it's like still his vocals. I mean,
it's a little more Daughtry.
Right. Yeah, the lyrics are just a little more country. And anyway, so he was like, he still does a lot of the Stained songs that he wrote, but he was doing one, and he's like, so I fucked up and I wrote a happy song. it goes like this, and I just like made me laugh really hard thinking that. That he considered a fuck up.
Is he the guy from The Police?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he used to be in The Police.
Okay.
When he was just a baby.
Did I know that? What are we talking about?
Stain. He's like the bass player for The Police.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to move on from that. No,
he was in B movie. No, that's Sting.
Oh.
Wow.
Who's that Sting? Oh, no.
It's been a while.
All right. Sting. Rolling off the rails here.
Sting just did that record with Shaggy now.
Shaggy too dope?
No, that wasn't him.
Yeah. Sting and Shaggy.
Sting or Stained?
Sting. Sting and Shaggy. That sounds interesting.
Stinged.
That's
stinged.
Like a...
Stinged. It wasn't him.
I got stinged by a bee.
That should be a game show, though.
Stinger Stain.
I'm telling you, it wasn't...
Stinger Stain.
It wasn't him.
Are we still talking about the police or Shaggy? I don't know what's happening.
Zoinks!
I'm gonna let this joke die if anyone out there gets it.
All right.
Laugh harder. No, what you were saying about being genuine about songwriting. Yeah, sometimes you can't really determine how a song turns out ahead of time. It's not, at least for us, it's not premeditated when we're going into it, what the lyrics are going to be, whether it's going to be positive or negative. Again, we try to avoid the, you know, fuck you bitch of the worst acts of our lives, but yeah, you can't always control the way a song turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not if you're being honest.
But TD has been pretty consistent about it. Whatever positive or negative aspects of it, it's been fun. All of them are, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I have fun.
Well, you can get involved with The Day After all over your Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And again, purchase some of the tunes. You guys do say you have some, not, I guess not online, but you do or have some merch and. I saw you guys are selling candles now.
Yeah, dude, I got some candles made. We got 2 scents. We got a summer scent called Lemon Squeezy Core, and a fall scent called Pop Pumpkin Waffle. And they're delicious.
I always want to call them flavors, but
I call them flavors. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to eat a candle.
But we also just now also recently got lighters in to light said candles. So I made like a fake Canadian flyer for us forever ago. And it's all our faces as like South Park Canadians, and so you can get like a red and white Canadian flag light with our faces that says TD8 on it, and it just says Poutine Love and Pop Punk and has our link on there, and the other one's just our normal logo. But I mean, it's fun. I like doing weird merch. I am in the process of getting a design set up for pop sockets, frisbees, and condoms.
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 I did not know about that one.
So that you don't need to. USBs as well.
So you can be safe when you pop punk that cherry?
When you pop your punks.
Jesus. Wait, it is printed like right on the shaft, right?
Oh yes, it will be me just standing there. I'm just gonna posi jump you into pregnancy.
Or no. Anti-pregnancy.
No. That's not the purpose of a condom.
Oh, no, they come with holes in them.
Okay.
One, right? One, just one.
That's well, it's kind of like a sprinkler system, so there's just like 9 holes throughout the side, and then one out the end.
Oh, Jesus. I'm just imagining.
So we said this was unedited.
Let's look that up real quick.
No, we don't need to look it up real quick. But yeah, so like, I don't know. I like doing weird merch like that. We're going to also probably get some USB drives that have our logo and stuff on it, which can be used as a normal USB drive. It won't be very large, but it'll just have our entire discography that instead of... I know people don't usually buy CDs anymore anyway, so they like digitizing everything. I can.
I don't want to put the dangers on there.
I will for an extra $5.
No.
No. I'll put all that Reverb Nation stuff on there, too. That still exists.
A pro tip for anyone who's starting a band and you're thinking, let's do a cover of a pop song because it'll be fun. Don't do it.
It's a trap.
Don't do it.
It's a
trap. Once you do it once, everybody will love it and will ask you to play it forever and ever and always, even though the song was terrible to begin with. It's not a good pop song. Our cover wasn't that good either. Just don't do it. So that Britney Spears song, you're like, ah, I could do a really good hardcore version of this. No, you can't stop.
No, you can't.
Stop. Maybe you can, but you're going to have to play it for the rest of your life. So choose your, you know.
Right.
Choose your destiny.
Choose wisely.
It is funny what does stick around like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well, that was a joke.
There's two options. Either, like,
you have some cream on
either, your lips. Yeah, it's a joke that, like, that is all right for a bit and then it like fades away, or you become Bowling for Soup and you have a cover that's your number one hit.
Right.
Wait, what song is their number
1985.
One
they didn't write that. That's by SR71.
Oh.
Yeah, you got
and
that.
They pretty much like gave it to them. They're like, you know what, this is a Bowling for Soup song. You guys can have it. And like that's where it came from.
Huh.
Yeah.
The Alien Ant Farm effect.
Right, yeah. Or God, most recent example, I Prevail. God.
Oh yeah.
That's nuts. They will play that cover till they die.
I saw Alien Ant Farm a little bit ago, and that you know, they have to play that. That's like, they have to close with it every night.
Oh yeah, of course they do.
Ow! I don't even know if I've heard any other songs by Alien Ant Farm.
They have a couple like that were in.
I'm sure they have more than a couple.
A couple that are like kind of noticeable.
When did you say you saw them? They're still around.
Yeah,
still doing that. Yeah, they just came to Indy recently.
I always miss them.
I just remember finding out that Afro Man was still touring 2 years ago.
And then he, like, punched somebody.
Yeah.
And that?
Oh, it was, like, a straight-up right hook to a lady's face. Like, she came up, she was playing, and she, like, kind of walked up behind him and, like, hugged him, and no hesitation, whipped around with a right hook, and, like, went back to his playing.
I remember seeing that.
Oh, movie. Yeah. It was... Yeah, for a big guy, he swings fast.
I saw them at, it was St. Louis has been putting on this, they call it Wayback Point Fest.
Okay.
And it's just, because on the point, they have Wayback Wednesdays where they play a bunch of 90s stuff. Like
oh,
that.
Yeah, okay.
So they kind of went with that theme, and they put a whole festival together, and that year they had, I think, like Bush and... Eve 6 was there, and I don't know, it goes on and on. But they had a bunch of bands that, you know, been around for a long time and still doing it. And but it was this year they got like 311 and Gym Class Heroes and Offspring and Lit and I don't know. So
311 was an inside job.
Yeah. It's lit.
Little family.
Did you guys hear about who's headlining the like self-help festival? It was a festival that was put together by August Prince Red and A Day to Remember.
Okay.
And they do various different areas, but the date in Detroit this year, or at least somewhere in Michigan, may not be Detroit. Did you see who's headlining?
I thought it was like Under Oath. Is it not? No. Is it far from?
It is Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God. Nice. At Sunoco Gas Station. those need to come back. Those were the memes.
Pop-up shows by washed up artists.
Oh yeah, like the best ones were the ones that were offensive, like Stevie Wonder at Lens Crafters.
Right. Oh Jesus.
There was one or Tool at Home Depot. There was one though, like around that time when that was really popular, we got put on a show and the flyer said like the day after and To Kill a Monster at Ruby Tuesdays. And like no. I'm like, either this is fake or we're about to ruin some old couple's dinner. And I really hope it's the latter. And apparently it's like it some bar in Columbus. It's like just some bar on Ohio State campus. And it's just a dive bar. I was really hoping to just stage dive onto some chicken parmesan.
Right. Chicken parmesan.
I'm gonna mess up that salad bowl.
Oh yeah.
So this is a shout out to Olive Gardens everywhere. Book us, we got you covered.
Right.
I know you usually playing classy music like Sinatra or something, but why not have me show up and scream at you?
Oh yeah.
Fun for the whole family.
Oh yeah.
Let's throw another one in there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the year.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Next question. That's a great song. What is that movie like? Go on, give me any movie. Forrest Gump. That's a great movie. The Ringer. That's what that's from.
Colin's the only one that's allowed to give feedback because he wrote it.
Right, yeah, that's my favorite song I've ever written all by myself, every single instrument, especially the classical violin.
That was one of the first songs that we wrote that we were actually proud of for once and stuck around. Mm. So we're still playing that one. We actually,
I had felt for a long time that the song was fairly incomplete as far as production is concerned, so we went back and re-recorded it just last year.
Oh yeah, I wasn't part of that.
Got in all the...
I forgot.
We got in all the extra things that we were missing the first time, and showing off that we've gotten better at writing and producing things in the last few years. At least, that's my take on it.
You're welcome.
So, it's not a song about relationships, which is nice.
It's about 1 month in particular that devolves into a year, I guess. I didn't look into it.
Yeah, but
it's
basically
a prequel. It's a prequel song to "Wake Me Up When September Ends."
Oh my god!
And as with Star Wars, you know the prequels are always better.
Do you want me to walk out?
Kinda.
If you want me to walk out, I'll walk out.
That's fine.
Well, I don't do well.
I swear to God, I'll hit you with my ring hand.
You with my ring hand.
That quote's great, coming from the person who wears
like seven six, rings.
Five rings. Okay.
That we can see.
Yeah. Oh. Oh God.
Easy now.
That'll do.
That'll do.
I have to complain really quickly because I'm starting to lose my voice. And it's not from playing the shows. It's not because I'm sick. It's from having a scream joke with these losers in the car on these 4-hour drives between cities.
4 hours? It took us like seven to get to Chicago.
The GPS says 4 hours, but they end up being six. Like,
I can't
continue. We left at like midnight and got to Chicago at almost 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 7, okay?
30.
It was 7.
I had to call to my mom. It was 7:30. She was leaving for a doctor's appointment. That's how late we got to her house.
Nelly.
What are you...
Nelly.
Are you guys going to do, I mean, fun stuff while you're out there on the road, or is it...
Usually, when there's more time, or like when there's less time, like between cities, one of my favorite things to do is this app called Road Trippers, and it basically, you put in your route, and it'll show you anything and everything of even minor significance or like interesting things on that route within like a 10-minute window, and
so
it
like
can
the
have
museum of miniature cat statues.
It could have that. Like okay. One tour, I swung by the Hewitt House from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then it'll also pop up, like, and if you look to your left, this is the hotel where Chris Brown beat up Rihanna. And you're like, oh! And <it's, laughs> so I love that app. If we have time, I like doing stuff like that. But this has been a quick, short little run. And any time that we, like, haven't been playing or loading in stuff. Like, this is, like, the first thing that we've gotten to do where we're, like, actually hanging out and, like, got a little bit of a break before a show. But so when we're not playing and stuff, it's pretty much driving or sleeping. When there's time, I like doing stuff on tour, like going to check out. I like checking out movie locations. Those are one of my favorite things to do.
My favorite thing, because I'm a foodie, I love eating.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm, like, pretty fat now. But I've lost weight, so I'm happy about it. But I love, like, going around and finding, like, city-specific food things. Yeah. So, like, Detroit, we didn't get really do anything because we were there and then had to leave. But Chicago, like... always got to get like Chicago deep style pizza, which we didn't do yesterday either, and now we're trying this pizza.
We got Jack's pizzas.
I want to find like something close to here that's like St. Louis style barbecue because like I'm a barbecue guy.
I think they're barbecuing at the show today, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So maybe some veggie burgers.
But
nice.
Like, who is that does the sports cast where he goes around different cities and just tries to buy a pizza and he like rates the pizza.
Guy Fieri?
No, it's like a Facebook thing.
Did he take you to Flavortown?
But I wanna do what he does, but I wanna go around like the Midwest and just like try different like ribs. Like
that's cool.
Ribs are my favorite like barbecue, and the last time I was in St. Louis I got some really good barbecue ribs.
Nice.
Not barbecue, but have you ever gone to Dirty Frank's in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah,
great
I went with you.
Oh, yeah. I only remember the hot dog itself. I don't remember who was with me.
We walked there because we had to have Angie get out of the car.
Oh, yeah,
because
I had to park the car, yeah. But yeah, so Dirty Frank's is a great place in Columbus. Like, only restaurant I've ever had a veggie dog at that it was, like, delicious.
That's something I've never had in Chicago either, is a Chicago-style hot dog.
Yeah.
Do
you think that...
No ketchup.
Do you think that was Bob Dylan? It's like walking down the street with the guitar.
You know
it's
what?
Really weird.
I think so.
Is that and Bob Dylan? That's not the same guy as Bob Dole, is it?
Oh, I thought it was Bob Seger.
Bob Dole. Bob Dole.
He's
Bob
working on his night moves, man.
Night moves.
Night train to Nashville.
We're not going to Nashville.
Liger
that's
Rock.
That's where you would probably see Bob Dylan. Is Bob Dylan still alive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, he's here.
Yeah, we just all jokes aside, I'm thinking about Bruce Springsteen right now.
I'm thinking about AIDS.
I'm thinking about AIDS. So, I work at School of Rock back home, and I don't listen to classic rock music, and that's all they want to play there, and it's the most aggravating thing. They're like, do you know this song by Metallica? I'm like, is it Enter Sandman? They're like, no. I'm like, then probably not.
you got that one song.
Enter Sandman?
No.
Dan got it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's enough for me. I got it. I get it now. My knowledge of that song is Guitar Hero, and that's it.
Yep. You should play more classic rock. I was actually telling Dan this yesterday because like I've been learning a lot of like classic rock and roll covers, and it's been changing the way I'm writing music. So I was telling Dan like to get better at drums. You should just learn like different drum styles of like classic rock and roll artists because it'll completely change the way that we write, as we write the same strings every time.
Oh, five.
It's called
seven,
a guitar.
Nine.
Well, I need to get a ukulele.
Wow. Yeah. Ukulele.
Fuck a ukulele.
That sounds painful.
The strings don't make any sense. They're like, okay, the top and the bottom are both lower than the middle, too. I don't.
Is that why the tuning's terrible?
Yeah.
You play violin.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Why does it make perfect? Isn't it the same thing as a ukulele?
No, that's a mandolin.
Oh, that's Bob Seger.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dole.
Bob Barker?
Robert Lozier.
Bob Saget? Bob the Builder. How many Bobs can we name? Let's have the Bobcast!
This segment has gone on long enough. It's a segment now.
It is a segment. Welcome to the Bobcast.
The number one Bob is Bob Belcher.
We watched Bob's Burgers all night last night.
Yeah. We say all night, but we got here at like 5, so it was light out. It's not even last night.
No, it's pretty much the sun beat us up.
Yeah. All right.
Beat it up.
What now, guys?
Is this your typical pre-show rituals, podcast and pizza before?
I'd like it to be, but no, it's usually just talking about a bunch of different Bobs and trying to like just make any sense of what's going on our way to a destination. But
we have so many good podcast ideas too. So we might start doing that back in Indy a little bit.
We had a mini, like, not podcast, but like a little mini show that we tried to get off the ground even a little bit. We didn't really care if people watched, but it was called Spaghetti Tuesday every Wednesday. And we basically all got together and would eat spaghetti and just talk about random crap, do Q&As with fans, or play video games or board games, or just like party games with each other. I don't think Dan ever was a part of it. Because
no, I did one.
Did you do one?
Maybe.
I don't know. Like,
no, I know you did.
Because all our schedules
were... You would just always log in under the day after.
Oh, yeah. Dan would join the chat under the day after, not even under Dan, and he'd just, like, be commenting, asking us questions, and we're like, what is happening right now? But, yeah, so we tried doing that. We could never get all of us together, but we had some guests on the show a couple times, and when it worked out, great, but it ended up... getting everyone together every week, because it was a live thing, it wasn't pre-recorded, so it was a live thing. Getting everyone together every week proved to be pretty impossible, because most of the time it was just me and Jacob, and sometimes even it was just me, so like it was just hard. We might bring it back and make it like just a video or podcast recording and edit it down to like an hour, because sometimes these went on for like 3 hours and
Shout out to the 5 people that would watch all.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it never went more than, like, 11 people. One podcast reached, like, 12,000 for whatever reason.
Yeah,
and it was like
nuts.
It was, like, just our Q&A. You and me sitting eating pasta and talking with each other. But yeah, so we might do some, like...
Because
could get together, we're like... All right, how about Thursday? So then it became Spaghetti Tuesday every Wednesday on Thursdays, and that also didn't work. So now I'm thinking we might just record things.
We'll probably make it like all the way through the Happy Days theme song at some point.
Right. I like Spaghetti Tuesday every Wednesday because we can call it Stew for short.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I only noticed that after we added on Thursdays, because like, Stew what? Shit.
God, I didn't even notice
that. Yeah. But yeah, so we'd like to do more podcasty type stuff. We love, like, I did a podcast with the guys and 100% Worse. They were called Cell Swords, now they're called 100% Worse in Indianapolis. And it's a blast. I love doing this kind of stuff, doing interviews and podcasty video type stuff with anyone that we can.
We do have some friends that podcast, and we've individually, some of us have guested on different things, but never as a band
before. Right, yeah. This is the first one.
Oh, nice.
There's one that my friends have started called Fingering It Out.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to Google that real quick, and that's probably not going to come up.
Not what you're trying to find.
She's a stand-up comedian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure she's had a sit-down.
That's probably the only thing I have to shout out podcast-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I like movie podcasts and stuff like that. But.
My favorite one's talking to Rob Paulson. Basically, like, they'll... I'm really into voice acting, and all my favorite voice actors basically get on a show together, they'll pick a character that they have voiced, like, famously, and they'll get, like, a famous movie script. So it might be, like, Pinky from Pinky and the Brain as Darth Vader, and Winnie the Pooh, Jim Cummings voicing Winnie the Pooh as Luke Skywalker, and it's the most absurd and adorable, like, hilarious thing you'll ever see or hear. It's great.
Yeah, I think one of those clips went viral a little bit ago. Like,
they all have been lately.
There's one of them, I think, with Mr. Crab or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know Mr. Crab, yeah. Clancy Brown?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This one where Sean Schemmel, I think is his name, the guy that voices Goku and like King Kai and stuff on Dragon Ball Z. M. Night Shyamalan. But he did the whole Independence Day speech as King Kai, and it's really like, we're going to live on! It's really funny. Oh, it's great.
Well, let's close this out with one more tune.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is your latest single.
The Underdog.
The Underdog, like I said, available everywhere.
Everywhere.
Anything we want to add around this tune, guys?
This is the first song we got into the studio and actually wrote in...
Since 2014.
It had been like 3 years since we had released anything, done anything. After we released our second EP, we had some member change-ups, and it meant our band and trailer were no longer in possession as far as the band is concerned. So we had a bit of downtime where we kind of regrouped. We downsized some of our gear so that we could transport it in cars and things like that. We got Colin joined up with us and doing that sort of thing. And this was kind of our comeback song. We got into the studio and wrote it and got it ready to be released with the re-recording of the year. Tried to get that together as quickly as possible so that we could get it out, and then everybody's like, well, where's the new EP, where's the new music? And we just don't have any money, so we're we got what we got. We're hoping to get back into the studio through the rest of 2018, but it's just a numbers game, money game. So if you know any mysterious benefactors that are willing to drop a couple thousand on some recordings, we can make sure that it's totally for naught, completely goes to waste.
We'll make your face the cover.
And I'll cover your face.
Oh, easy now.
You gotta pay extra for that.
Yeah.
It does cost extra.
Yeah.
I don't think we can advertise prostitution services.
It's all right.
We can do whatever we want on a podcast. No genres, no rules. There's one rule.
This was a comeback song for us. And
yeah, it's also the first one I got to be a part of, which is cool.
Yeah, we got plenty of Colin's vocals on there.
I didn't write any of it.
I personally think it's one of my favorite songs to play live now.
This one's a little more about getting older. All my favorite bands have broken up at this point, with the exception of a couple few.
Right.
So we're watching bands like other pop punk bands like With the Punches and I Call Fives and City Lights.
I think I Call Fives might be playing a show this year.
They
come back every now and again.
They're not active bands that are touring through and playing with us every weekend. So.
Just kind of waiting for Haste the Day to play like their fourth farewell show.
And it's kind of about being bummed at getting old, but sticking with it anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
man. Yeah. Well, again, get involved with the band all over social media, grab some tunes.
Yes.
Come out to a show, buy a candle.
Yes.
And all that.
Lighters for said candles. Yeah. We'll have pop sockets and condoms for you next time we roll through, and frisbees. Socks, USB drives. I have a list. Give me a minute.
I will promise you, if you get a condom from us, it will not be filled with holes.
One lucky winner. It's kind of like the golden ticket, except you get a kid.
We are fully in favor of responsible birth control. I think that people should be safe about their sexual decisions.
Yeah. Oh, I got a couple other candle ideas waiting to go, too, by the way. So we got lighters, just got those, and we have candles. So, like I said, lemon squeezy core and pop pumpkin waffle. I'm still on the fence about one of these two, maybe like a Christmas scent or late fall scent for either cinnamon roll with the punches or rockin' cinnamon roll. We can have one that's actually based on a lyric called They Always Blame It on Caffeine. That'll be a coffee scent. Then I do some solo stuff under the name Scollin. And so I got a scent called Happy Scolidays, Unprotected Sax. And that's about it. But frisbees, pop sockets, flash drives, sunglasses, cell phone wallets, fidget spinners, lanyards, pens, socks, keychain, GPS, Western saddle keychain, and headphones.
What is a Western saddle keychain?
You know, like those picture, like a guy that owns a classic car and takes it to shows. It's got like, it's about that shape, not quite a pyramid, like a rounded thing, like that little tag. Not an egg. It's like a rounded trapezoid.
A rounded trapezoid.
All right.
Yeah.
So like we said, once we get money, we'll have more content and more merch, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what you want to call it. Trinkets.
I think the minimum amount
balloons, you know.
I think the minimum amount I can order is 1,000, so there will be a lot.
A lot of not babies out there.
Or a lot of babies.
I got no.
You do like F is for family, like 1, 2, 3, baby! 1, 2, 3, baby! Baby.
Again, if you ever get a condom, check it for holes first. If you get one from us, I promise you it won't be tampered with. At least we won't have been the ones to tamper with.
Buy a CD from us, we'll staple a condom to the front.
Oh, no. Well, we've been the day after.
And after seeing us, you might need the morning after.
Wow, I love that. We could advertise as that. I've had the line in my head from Blink, like the, you can leave now and beat the traffic, or you can stick around and beat your meat, but after you see the day after, you might need the morning after. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to woodshed that one a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a long sales pitch.
It is a long sales pitch.
Yeah, we're terrible people.
You should see our Google history. Last night was fun.
Oh, man.
Okay, if you, after listening to this podcast, if you show me a receipt, an email receipt that you bought anything from us on Bandcamp, I will show you our Google histories. Because it's a privilege to see what we have looked up just in the last, like, 12 hours.
We were, I'm just gonna, full disclosure, we were testing the limits of Rule 34.
Are you familiar with, okay, it's basically the theory that
Rule 34 of the internet.
Yeah, Rule 34 of the internet is like the theory that anything that's even remotely famous has a porn version. And we're like,
we're
trying to beat the system. Like, if it exists, there's a porn version. We're like, Balto. And we found it. Trying to think of the most obscure cartoons ever, like Denver the Last Dinosaur.
It exists.
There's one, except he has like a human dick. Which made no sense. Zootopia, there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of Zootopia.
Yeah.
I was looking up like Captain Kangaroo and stuff like that. There weren't like videos of like characters dressed as the characters from Captain Kangaroo, but music from Captain Kangaroo, like dubbed over porn stars.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh, yeah, the Bear in the Big Blue House one.
Oh, no.
The tour life.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're terrible people.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are terrible
fantastic.
People.
This has been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
this has been fun. Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
thank
you for putting up with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Big shout out to Emos for letting us hang out here.
Thank you, Emos.
And your delicious pizza.
Cheers.
But yeah, thank you guys for doing this, and have fun at Floor Fest today.
Thank you. We will.
And hopefully we'll get you back around here soon.
Absolutely.
Make this more of a regular thing instead of... Yeah.
Totally. Definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Africa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.